Hello, my name is Alfonso Hinton, and welcome back to my podcast, Hope Inspires Faith. I hope you've been enjoying the things I've been talking about, the different point of views, the topics, the subjects, or whatever. I hope you've been sharing them with your friends, and I appreciate the time you've taken just to listen to what I have to say. My main objective, as I said before in earlier videos, is to bring hope, bring faith, and inspire people to let people know that, you know, it don't have to be the way it is. Life is not as complicated as it appear to be. And there's nothing new under the sun. Everyday things happen, but there are things that always happened before. Everyday things go on, but it's things that have gone on before. And so many times we just think it's just the first time things happen, but it's not. So today I want to talk about life and just do, various points about life, you know, things that we take for granted, you know, just the reality of life. And once we get the right perspective, I think we'll be better. We have a better mindset. First of all, you know, lately I've been seeing, and, you know, on Facebook and everywhere, about people, you know, passing away and going on, and it never gets easy. It's never simple, you know, but it's the cycle of life. We have to understand that we're born. And once we're born, we're living to that expiration date. And we know our birth date because that's the day that we're taken out of our mother's womb, and we're born and we're birthed. But then we don't know our expiration date. And I think the most shocking thing about it is we don't know our expiration date. So a lot of times we wake up and we live with the expectations that people are going to be here forever, that we're going to be here forever. But oftentimes it's not the case. The world wasn't created like that. You know, God didn't create us like that. You know, God created us to live, and one day that we will die, all of us. Everyone listening to this podcast, sooner or later, one day we're gonna have to go that route. But the main thing is how we live our life. Once we're born into the world, you know, we have no idea what the world is about because we're babies and we don't see any wrong. We're just taking care of our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, aunties, or whoever we're taking care of, and we're nurtured, not a care in the world. And that's the life of a child. You know, some children's lives are, you know, more hectic than others. Some are more intense than others. But, you know, still there's nothing new under the sun. And as we grow up and live life, once we get to a certain point and we begin to, learn who we are, develop our personalities, our characters, and that's what shapes us to be who we are. A lot of things is our surroundings that shape us. Once we get in certain environments, our mindset becomes what we're exposed to. If you're exposed to a lot of love, if you're exposed to church, if you're exposed to, you know, hatred, bitterness, and whatever the case may be, that's what shapes you. We're not born prejudiced. We're not born angry. We're not born deceitful. We're not born liars. We're not born that way, but we learn that. You know, we're taught that. We experience that. We watch that. So when we're born, our ultimate goal in life is not to turn out wrong. But then that's what happens over a matter of time. That's why it's so important, you know, as parents, when you have children, you have to pray in their life, give them love, show them love. But what is life? What defines life? You know, most of the time we're just existing, but we're not living. So we have to understand that to be a part of life, you have to have the mindset that you're going to do the best you can every day. You got to have the mindset that you're going to try to improve yourself every day. You have to have the mindset that the people around you, you want to make them greater. Life, oh man, you can take that in so many different ways about life. As I think about my life, you know, as I look back over my life and remember growing up as a child, and I remember more than I've forgotten, and I can look at some of the times, you know, that it was hard, it was rough, the things that we went through, the things that we experienced, you know, the lack, the love, the pain, the fear of the unknown. It was so many things going on, but then I didn't allow that to define who I am. And that's what life is all about. Life is what you do while you're on this earth. You live to better yourselves every day. In the beginning, I was saying about the tragedy of life. The tragedy of life is something that you never get used to. You can prepare yourself in every way that you think you can, but you'll never, ever, ever get used to someone losing a life, whether they live to be 120 or whether they leave at birth. Is something that you'll never get used to. So it's a mindset, something you have to deal with. And it's hard. It's an emotional struggle that everyone endure. Everyone endure it in a different way. One thing you don't tell about somebody when somebody's life is gone is I understand. I know what you're going through. You can relate in certain senses, but you never really know what a person is going through because your relationship with the person you lost could be different than their relationship. One could be closer than the other. One could be angry. One could be mad. It could be bitterness, hatred. So you can never tell somebody you know exactly 100% where they're going through in a situation. We can always relate based on our past experience. And that's one thing about life and people leaving this world. And recently we, at my church, Living Waters Ministry in Midway, Georgia, you know, we've had quite a few funerals that we've been a part of since this pandemic. And just to be there and up there and reading an obituary and just looking at people's faces and seeing the pain. And you have to stand there and knowing that the life of their loved one is gone and they won't see them alive anymore. And you have to read and see their expressions and try to comfort them. That's not an easy thing to do. So we're born to live, and then we live that one day we're going to die. There's no way around it in the flesh now. If you're living a spiritual life in the Lord, that's a whole different story that I may tap into a little bit later. But right now we're talking about a natural life. Natural lives, you don't know. You know, it's not guaranteed that you'll live to get old. It's not guaranteed that you'll be here to 70 or 80. And we don't know. So there's nothing to figure out. But the one thing we know is, or we can do, we have to worry about the things we can't control. The thing we can't control is why we're here, why we're living. Live the best we can. Show love. Even with people that we lose, you know, that pass away, I think the biggest regret, some people, the most pain is when they feel regret of something they could have done different. I could have called. I should have called. I could have treated them better. I didn't tell them I loved them enough. Those are things that we can control about our life. We control our actions. But then when they're gone, there's nothing they can do here. We have all these words, these great speeches to talk about it. But did you tell them why they were here? What did you do for them while they had breath in their body, while they're living their life? That's what's most important. And life can go in so many different directions. And like I say, it's an emotional thing that we don't talk about. We shy away from it. I remember I used to won't even think about death or people dying because it was so painful. And not because I mistreated them, but because I missed their company. My motto is to treat people as the best I can while they're here. So when they're gone, there are no regrets to say, I wish I would have. Prime example, my parents. I try to do everything I can to show my parents how much I love them, how much I appreciate them. Me and my wife, we just give so many things. We just bless our parents. Our parents know without a shadow of doubt. You know, her parents, my parents, they know without a shadow of doubt that we love them because not only do we tell them, our actions show that. And that's what it's all about. We should spend our time while our loved ones are here showing them what they mean to us. The Bible says faith without works is nothing. You know, it's dead. Love without action is dead. Those are just words that come out of your mouth to make somebody feel good or writing stuff or just, you know, a lot of people post stuff on Facebook, but are you living what you're posting on Facebook? when you put stuff out there about how much you love your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your grandfather, are you doing actually what you're saying, or is it for likes and shares and stuff like that? But not to talk about anybody, but just saying, because your words define you. But then people know whether or not you're doing the things you say, because somebody knows. Somebody always know what you're doing. And if they see something like that, that's, man, you mean they put that up there? They don't do nothing like that. But it don't matter. It don't matter. We can always change. My motto is good, bad, right or wrong. If it's bad, you can always make it good. That means if you treat somebody bad, you don't have to do it forever. You know, you can apologize. You can come and communicate. Because life is too important to waste. People say, you know, time is too precious. It's not about time. Life is too precious not to show love and get every bit you can out of life. I heard a sermon a long time ago when my oldest brother passed. And the minister taught, he said, what's before your dot? You know, he talked about the dot, because as long as you're alive, everything run on. You can put a comma, you can do and, you can do but, and you don't have to put that period. But once you're gone and your life is over, then you put that dot. Then people are going to remember everything before that dot, because there's nothing after the dot. So what are you doing before your dot? If you're living your life to the fullest, what are you doing positive? What are you doing that somebody's gonna say, you know, he treated them well, he helped them, he visited the elders, she visited the elders. Every time you saw them, they was encouraging. What's gonna be before your dot? That's a question all of us need to answer ourselves. There's no reason why we should exist in this world and live and nobody have nothing good to say. So many times, you know, you can use the comment, you know, I don't care what nobody say about me, but then you should care if you're in the wrong and they're saying, hey, that person mistreated me, or that person mistreated me. Now, if you've treated them good and they're just lying, that's a whole different story. But if you've been mean, abusive, aggressive, and somebody say, you know, all you did was beat on me, and you say, I don't care who they tell, that's just straight negative. But when somebody talk about you, they should have good things to say about you if your heart is pure and you're showing love. Now, sure, people gonna talk trash, talk bad about you, but then let them be the lie. Let them be wrong. Don't let you be wrong. So if they're lying, let them be lying because they're lying, but somebody know the truth. Just know that if somebody's out there talking about you and you haven't done what they said, somebody's going to come to your defense and you don't have to say nothing. I remember a situation a few times where somebody was saying something about me and the guy knew me and he was listening. And he finally told me, see, like, you're absolutely wrong. He said, I know he wouldn't do that. I know he's not that type of person. I've been knowing him for so many years, and nothing you're saying it defines him. So I didn't have to say anything, but somebody's going to speak up for you. Let the life you live speak for you. Your life is your greatest testimony. Your life defines who you are. Your life defines your character. We're here to live an abundant life. Decisions that we make can change our life. You know, a lot of times, I could have blamed so many people for so many things that for the decisions I made, but I refused to do that. The life I chose, the path I chose, some of them altered my life. I can't blame anybody but myself. But I thank God that I'm still here to correct the wrong that I did or done, or I'm still here to make life better. I'm still here to spread love. I'm still here to encourage people that going through some things that I went through, encourage them, to let them know you can make it. Encourage them. Living life to the fullest, You can wake up every day. Now, you have to make good choices now. If you make good choices, you can wake up days and you can be excited about life. You can wake up in the morning and know you're still alive and set your sights on having a great day. Why continue to go in a certain direction and live in a life of misery when you could take one decision that could change your life and you can be excited about life? Is everything going to always go right? No. I said in a previous podcast, I heard this guy talking to one time that, you know, guy asked him, how's your day? And the guy said, I'm having a bad day. I had a bad day, a rough day. And he got corrected and said, no, you don't have bad days. You have bad moments and days. You don't have a bad life. You have bad moments in life. Based on sometimes decisions that you make, but then sometimes people are out there that's deceptive and try to deceive you and try to come up against you to make you have a bad life. But that's all right too, because every ditch they dig to mess up your life, they're going to fall into it. But you have to react. Show love. Show support. Just be understanding. Love. Love your neighbor. Love your friends. I remember growing up in the neighborhood in the small eastern North Carolina town of Tarboro. I mean, man, neighborhood, we showed love. Neighborhood got along. There was no gang violence, no race war. We lived a life of supporting each other. The parents supported the parents. The children supported the children. Even in neighborhoods across in different areas, we had Tarboro, we had Lakeside, we had East Tarboro, we had Lone Pine, we had all these different neighborhoods, Princeville. But then, even though we were different neighborhoods, and we had this small competition thing to where you come to my neighborhood, you're going to play some sandlot football, and we're going to have some bragging rights. We're going to play basketball, your 4-on-4, your 5-on-5, or whatever the case may be. But we supported each other. And they instilled in us that to live a long life, you can't get caught up in all that stuff. So we had a era to where we got along good. Sure, there were some times now where it was some bad stuff going on. But for the most part, during my time, it was good. Even now today, when we can go and come back and we could just celebrate each other because of what we had growing up, what was instilled in us when we were children. You have to love your life. If you don't love your life, you can't expect somebody else to love your life. You have to value your life. If you don't value your life, who else is going to value your life? Your life is precious. Everybody's life is precious. But you have to value it yourself. You know, if you don't want to do better, be better, how can you expect me to make you be better? You got a desire to be better. And as I encourage you and inspire you to be great, then that's how it works out. And then people living successful lives. So many times people become successful, live successful lives, and won't pay it forward, won't pay it backward. They won't pay it nothing. They get in their spot and they say, okay, I made it. It's up to you to make it. But then is that necessarily the case? I made it. So I'm going to show you how to make it. Now, the person you're trying to show got to be willing. Now, you can't beat them upside the head and make them want to do better. But if they desire, if you can look at them and tell there's something in them that want to be better, do something to change their life. Be life changers. Be someone that you can look at them and say, you know, that person will go on that route. And I took time out. You don't have to brag or boast now, but they'll tell people. Let them tell people what you brought to their life. Living life to the fullest. As I said in the beginning, when you're talking about life, you can go in so many directions. I talked about life. I talked about death. I talked about love. I talked about loving your parents. I talked about inspiring. It's so many things about life. But one thing I can say is, as long as you're on this earth, you have an opportunity to do better. As long as you're on this earth, you got the possibilities that are endless to change your life. But you have the right mindset. And And as I said, it's not easy, but you got to make focus. Everything's not going to come easy. Everything's not going to hard. But then me, I'm a praying guy. So when I wake up in the morning and I know I'm alive and I focus and my eyes burning and I'm blinking and all, I realize that I'm still here. So many people take it for granted that when they go to sleep at night, they're going to open their eyes in the morning. That's one of the most deceptive things that a man or a woman could think, is that you guarantee to wake up once you go to sleep. And that's not the scare, but that's reality. But then once you wake up, then you got to be grateful for another day. So many people wake up and think that it's given that they wake up and they don't even be thankful, you know, for, they don't say, you know, God, thank you for covering me at night. Thank you for giving me another day. And then once you get up and you focus your mind and then you get excited and then you realize that the biggest battle that you had to fight was waking up in the morning, and anything else during that day, it can be fixed. It can be remedied. It can change. You can regroup. You can get another plan. But if you will never open your eyes, you wouldn't be able to do nothing. So once you open your eyes in the morning and you focus and you look, you can say, okay, I can do this. I might have a little pain, my knee hurting, my ankle hurting. You know, I ain't got all the money I desire. But if you got a job, you know you go to work and you can get paid. And then, but know that if you wake up, the sky's your limit. You know, think about what you did yesterday that you didn't succeed in, and then think about what you can do today to make it better. So once you open your eyes, oh man, the opportunities are endless. And then you can go call somebody. Hey, you know, I remember you was going through this one time, and you know, make sure it's a close friend. Now make sure it's somebody that ain't gonna put your business in the street, because everybody ain't gonna keep your business to themselves. So what did you do? And they begin to tell you what they did, and you say, I'm going to try it. And when you try it, then all of a sudden your day, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. But my motto is, I pray and say, Lord, stay above my circumstances. Stay above everything that's going on in the day. So if I got God, if I keep spiritual minded all the way at the top, everything in between my spiritual minded God and me, I can get through. But if I ever allow circumstances to get above God, then I'm defeated. And that bad day that people talk about to have, that's guaranteed. But as long as I keep Christ up above everything that I'm going through, then bits and pieces, chunks are going to fall off. And I'm going to realize, is everything going to be great? No. You're going to have some people to get on your nerve. You can have some people to talk trash. You might even have some people to cuss you out. But if you keep your mind on those heavenly things and keep all that stuff below, it's not going to last long. And before you realize it, you're going to be excited and they're going to be mad. Be an atmosphere changer. You know, when you get in certain situations, certain environments, and there's gloom and everybody mad, mouth poked out, mouth upside down, frowning, you know, you go in there and figure out how to be an atmosphere changer, because somebody got to change the atmosphere. I do not want to go any kind of situation, any building, any office, any place, and everybody in there with their frown upside down and miserable. Because sooner or later, you're going to get in there and the first thing is going to drop on your spirit. And that spiritual height that you had, you're going to allow their mentality to rise above that. And you're going to be in the same situation they are. And you're going to be mad and miserable, angry, sad, crying, pouting, depressed. And they even know why. Why? Because you allowed their circumstances to get above the Christ in you. And you can't do that. So that's why we have to be environment changes. That's why we got to be atmosphere changes. That's why we got to be the ones to set the example. People say it's not easy. I can't be you. I can't be like you. It didn't be yourself. You can change the atmosphere with what God put in you. Nobody's the same. I can't be you. You can't be me. I talk a lot. Everybody don't talk a lot. But then it's all about what you say when you talk. You can say three words, I love you, and it can make just as much impact as the 250 words I might say. But then because I like to talk, I might take it around and around and around and cover a whole lot of stuff. But you could just say, I love you, and it could brighten somebody's day. You could say good morning, and it could brighten somebody's day. Change the atmosphere. That's why we're here. God created us to live a life of happiness. God created us to live a successful life. God gave us a mind. He gave us a mentality to do right. God created all us different. Then somebody might ask the question, well, what about the handicapped people? God created handicapped people also, but they have a purpose. They're special in their own way. You have some of the most talented, most inspiring, most joyful people that you can have that people call handicapped. Why they call them handicapped? I don't know. God created everybody. But then you can have that person that will give you the biggest laugh, the biggest joke. And while you're over there miserable, they're over there happy. So don't, a condition doesn't define who you are in Christ. A condition just define what people think you are. Never let nobody put you in a box. Never let nobody dictate your attitudes. I tell people, never, ever, ever let anybody dictate your attitude or your actions. Once they do that, then they control you. You become their puppet, and they become your puppet master. Don't do that. When you live life in Christ Jesus, we have liberty. Liberty means you're free to choose and do what you want. You don't have to let anybody control you. You don't have to let nobody make you do anything you don't want to do. We have liberty. We have the authority in my mind to say yes, no. I don't want to do, I don't want to go, I don't want to do that, I don't want to drink, I don't want to curse, I don't want to smoke, I don't want to go to that club, I don't want to go to that club, I don't want to go to that, I don't want to go to that part. We have that choice within us. I don't want to do that. I don't want to fight this guy. I don't want to fight those guys. I want to go sell those drugs. In our minds, we have a choice to do those things. Then some people say, I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. Why didn't you have a choice? What happened to put yourself in the situation where you didn't have a choice? Life. Live life to the fullest. Live life the best you can. But one of the main things you have to do, you have to cherish life. Cherish your life like never before. And me now, this is me personally. I really start cherishing my life when I accepted Christ 100% unconditionally in my heart, and I realized the love that was in my heart and the love people showed me. Now, a lot of people might not agree, but everybody got a choice. You don't have to believe what I believe, but I believe once I opened up my heart to feel God's love, once He saved my soul, once He came into my heart, once I asked Him to be my personal Savior, that's when my life began to change. That's when I began to show real love. That's when I began to feel real love. That's when I began to live a good life. That's when my life changed to the fullest. Right now, I'm living my best life, not because of what I have, not because of my job, not because of wife, not because of children, but because I got the love of Christ in my heart. And that everything else trickled down. That's what makes my life so successful now. But you don't have to do what I do. You don't have to believe me. But if you try it, I guarantee. Start reading your Bible. Start praying. God, I love my life. God, I desire to have peace in my life. God, I desire to have joy in my life. I've been miserable so long and can't figure out why. And like I did one day, God, I tried everything to the fullest but you. I drank, I hung out, I ran the streets, I ain't never do no drugs. But everything I did 100% except Christ. Once I accepted Christ 100%, it totally changed my life. Totally changed my life from that day forward. And I thank God for everything that's going on in my life. I love my life. And I'm about to wrap this up, but I remember many times I used to be scared to go to sleep because I was scared I was going to die because I knew my heart wasn't right. I knew I had hatred. I knew I was bitter. I knew I was angry. So I was afraid to go to sleep because I would think I wasn't going to wake up. And I'm a Bible believer, so I didn't want to die in my hatred. I didn't want to die in my mess. So I would stay asleep until I pass out. But now I can honestly say when I go to sleep, I'm at peace because I pray, Lord, I thank you for my life. I thank you for my day. I thank you for everything that has gone on in my day, in my life. And as I lay down to go to sleep, is there anything that I've done against anybody on the world? Lord, please forgive me. Forgive me if I sin against you. Forgive me if I sin against anybody. And then I can go to bed and rest with a pure heart and a clear heart. And I can relax because I know my mind is focused and I know mine is changed. Value your life. Love your life. And if you don't know, ask somebody. There's always somebody out there that can lead you in the right direction. But be careful. Make sure what they're telling you, they're living it themselves. So how can I tell you to live a successful, victorious life if I'm not trying to do it myself? That's why I said earlier, may the life you live speak for you. And hopefully, when you get that dot, that period, before that dot, they can say, that man, that woman, or that child had a loving and grateful and caring heart. Thank you for your time. Hope inspires faith. Until next time, thank you for listening. Share with your friends. Share with your family. Share on Facebook, social media, wherever you can share, because there's a lot of things that people are going through that they need to hear. Some people might can relate to this and it can help them out. So thank you for listening. Until next time, Hope Inspires Faith. Listen to check out my blog, www.hopeinspiredfaith. And until next time, thank you.